Gee, if Falchuk with you and Clark coming, look, class, Gail, and a shock than a shawl. Meet Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time, hope you can stay with us. Coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be hearing shortly from Noel Ward, manager of Coláistín na Corraige, who are facing Munster champions Abbey CBS from Tipperary Town in the All Ireland B Colleges Championship semi final on Saturday. That game's in Mullingar, throw in at 2:30. And we'll also be joined later in the programme by Donegal hurling manager Ray Jurek, who is beginning Donegal's bid for a fight for survival in Division 2B of the Alliance Hurling League when they take on Mayo in Carrick and Shannon on Saturday. We'll look ahead to that in a moment. But while Donegal schools have been doing particularly well, of course, Coláistín na Corraige winning the Marquee Cup a couple of weeks ago and pulling off a big victory against Our Ladies of Castleblaney McLaren Cup winners last Saturday in Dromore in the Ulster Schools playoff final, and as I said, now advancing to that All-Ireland final or semi-final against Abbey CBS Tipperary Town. But we've had more success in actual fact today, well, it was a mixed bag, I suppose, for Donegal schools really today. But I can tell you that Ulster Vocational Schools or post-primary schools under 16B, Carn Cullen cup holders tonight are St. Catherine's College of Killybegs. They defeated St. Joseph's College of Enniskillen this afternoon in Brewster Park, 5-11 to 1-5 in that semi-final. There was disappointment for Moville Community College in the Ulster Bancorn Mackinasca final, in actual fact. They were beaten in that on the 14B final, just pipped by a point by St. Aidan's College of Coathill. Moville 2-8, St. Aidan's College 3-6. So, disappointment there for the Inis Owen, but I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Dara Kelly, of course, manager of that successful St. Catherine's College under 16B champions. And a very good night to you, Dara, and first of all, a big congratulations.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Yeah, 5-11 to 1-5, it seems impressive. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I would say it sounds a little bit more one-sided than it actually was now. I suppose we started off, they got the first couple of scores, and now we were lucky enough now to get two goals, James Byrne and Michael Geller now in the first 10 minutes. But Enniskillen, they came back now and they got a penalty which took it back to 2 points. And again, we pushed on, then we got the following 3 points. So we were done at half time, up by five. Now it was 2-5 to 1-3 at half time. Sorry. Second half then, we were a lot more comfortable second half, Tom. We kind of settled into the game a lot more, and the nerves perhaps that we showed in the first half kind of disappeared. And we kind of kicked on then second half, so and kind of ran out easy enough winners in the end.
Yeah, and I know you were probably obviously, well, going into that game very much as the favourites. Tell me about this team, because I know you've had high expectations because they've already enjoyed success. I know talking to you last week at under 14.
Yeah, they really have, and I suppose there was no, when we were only under 14, there was no Ulster competition at that stage, so we kind of, We haven't been hard about moving them up to A's, but anyway, we decided to hold on to them B, and they've really kind of progressed and developed, which I suppose goes down to their clubs, like, you know. It's been remarked on by nearly every team we've played about the skill level have been quite high. Like, there's some fantastic footballers in there, and then mixed with that, then they have a great determination, great will, and you know, they're young lads, but they really listen. We had Rory Geller coming in to do a couple of sessions with us as well, and they just take all the advice on board. So I couldn't be happier for them, because they're so grounded and they're so willing to learn, and they're just a group of boys that love their football so much. So it was great scenes to come back to this evening now in Killybegs. Really,
yeah,
was.
Because I think it's the first. I know. Speaking to John Joshea last week, yeah, the jury was out on whether it was a first final or not, but it's certainly the first silverware.
Anyway. Yeah.
For silverware anyway. And yeah. Does it Two clubs, Niamh Walton and Kerry Beggs.
That's it, yeah. So again, that makes it all the more impressive too. Like that, and again, a good mix between on the team between the two clubs. Like, you know, you have Niamh Walton, you know, a junior club, and Kerry Beggs, a senior club, and you wouldn't realise that when you look at the input from the players. So the state of youth football in the area now is very strong when you consider the wonderful work that Carrick are doing and through as well. Like, you know, it's a good time for Southwest schools and football, so it is.
Yeah. Is it watch out Carrick from now on?
Well, we'll not get too carried away now. You know, what they're doing in Carrick is just fantastic. Like, and it really is a benchmark for the rest of the schools in the area, like, you know, but we've a long way to go before we get up to that level now.
Yeah, well, obviously, and does the competition end here, or do you go on to All Ireland series?
No, unfortunately, it ends now. As much as we'd love to keep going, but that's as far as it goes now. So that's it done now for the year. So it is.
Yeah, well, it's very good news anyway, and thank you for joining us, Dara, at short notice, and congratulations to you and everybody again. I know John Joshea for years kept the flag flying there.
Absolutely,
so it's good to see yourself and others coming in now and enjoying some success and reaping the rewards. And I know certainly both Killy Beggs and Niamh Walton will greatly appreciate, obviously, and they play their part as well, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. No, again, they do all the work now. I'm only stepping in now just to kind of guide them through a bit, like, you know, but no, it's great now to get that bit of coverage, and thanks again for giving us the bit of coverage as well.
And you probably didn't get a chance to see you today, but disappointment for Moville, almost completing the double.
That's right, yeah, just saw the update there on Twitter now. They seem to be going well at half time, but sounds like St Aidan and Cruz Hill now had a strong finish to the game, so that's disappointing now, because Donegal schools are flying in us those last couple of years, so they are.
Yeah. Look, Dara, thank you indeed for joining us, and the best of luck and continued success in St. Catharines.
Okay, thanks very much, Tom. Now.
That's Dara Kelly there, manager of St. Catharines College in Killy Beggs, who defeated St. Joseph's College in Enniskillen today in the Ulster Post-Primary School's Under-16B final. And the Corn Cuchulain Cup is the name of the cup that goes with that one. That game was played in Brewster Park, and it was part of a double bill with the Corn Mackinac final. That's the Under-14B. And unfortunately for Moville College, Community College, they were pipped by a point by St. Aidan's College of Coot Hill. 3-6 to St. Aidan's, that's 15 points. And 2-8 to Moville, that's 14 points. So disappointment there to the Inish Owenmen. Well, Carrick, or Colossal and Carrick, as you heard Dara Kelly say there, have been carrying the flying the flag for Donegal schools football and really setting the standard over recent years. But this year's team has really surpassed, I think, even their own expectations, because on Saturday they play Abbey CBS from Tipperary in the All-Ireland B Colleges semi-final after defeating McLaren Cup winners Our Ladies of Castleblaney last Saturday in a cracking game. I must say, enjoyed it in the splendidly appointed, it has to be said, St. Nicholas Park in Dromore, and a very good conditions there as well. Beautiful day and a fantastic game of football. Colossal and Carrick won that game 4-7 to 1-10, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the Colossal and Carrick manager Noel Ward. Well, Noel, for the second week in a row we're talking to you on the GAA programme, and you're welcome once again, and this great Carrick, Colossal and Carrick story goes on and on and on, and another big game on Saturday against Abbey CBS from Tipperary in an All-Ireland B Colleges semi-final.
Yeah, the dream continues.
And really looking forward to it. But before we do that, first of all, we have to look back at last Saturday's victory against Castleblaney, Our Lady Castleblaney, in the Ulster playoff game. A fantastic performance from your boys.
We had an outstanding performance. So you couldn't pick one man that went out on the field that didn't have a good game. Everybody just clicked on the day. We were looking at the Glenties game, and we would have said, you know, there's a few men that kind of, there was kind of a few mistakes made, and fellas that would ordinarily maybe be, you know, in the mix of it, and they weren't, like, and everybody just come together, really, against Castleblaney.
Yeah, because Castleblaney were after winning the McLaren Cup final in a local derby clash. The day before you beat Glenties or St. Columbus in the Donegal game.
Yeah, well, I was happy to be talking to the principal of Castleblaney there just yesterday, and he was feeling how we were feeling last year. We came off a great victory against Virginia College, and then a lot of days later, then you're playing then again in a qualifier, and it doesn't give you much time to enjoy your reign as an Ulster champion, and then you have to, if you played very well like we did against Virginia, and the same too happened for Castle Blaney, they had a great game against the Patrician High School. It's very hard to raise your team up to that level again then for a game for so shortly after that.
Yeah. But nevertheless, you had only won
a day less.
So obviously the lesson learned from last year, I suppose, did help you.
Oh, of course, the hunger was there, and I suppose the hunger was there. But at the same time, we weren't under any serious pressure. At the same time, and we didn't have last year playing the boys from Letterkenny, St. Eunan's. There's a certain familiarity, you know, players, and I think that kind of affects the game as well too. We noticed it in the game against Glenties. It kind of impedes you a wee bit, knowing the fellows that you're playing against. When you're going up against others that you wouldn't know altogether as well, you mightn't afford them the respect maybe that you would give to fellows that you do know playing. Mm-hmm.
So. And just reflecting on the game as well, because it's not a case that you just broke from the blocks. In actual fact, Our Lady had the better of the first what, 5-6 minutes and looked a very good side.
Be under no illusion, they were a good side. The principals tell me that they played a challenge game against St. Pat's, who won the McCrory, and they beat them in the challenge game, and they beat the SEM as well too in the challenge game, and so did the Patrician High School. So they were wondering. There was a lot of talk about Monaghan, who was the best side in Monaghan, and we had a tough out game against Largie College, so that throw that into the mix of who's the best team in Monaghan, but. They were an excellent side, and definitely they had probably the better of the exchanges in the first five minutes or so. The Barry McGinn, the man of the match in the McLaren final, took a super score with left foot, and you were saying, God Almighty, yeah. How's this going to go? But fortunately, it turned to our favour, and it wouldn't have been. I wouldn't have been surprised if we had to put away all our chances. We could have been out of sight by half time.
And your ability to score goals was the key, wasn't it?
Scoring goals was goals, won matches, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah, and what? You got four of them, wasn't it? Four of them, yeah.
Four goals.
Yeah. Two in the first half in quick succession really set the tone, I thought.
Yeah, they did indeed. It was a nice margin to have, and the other chances opened up as well, too. I suppose the Blaney boys felt that they probably had to push on to try and get a few scores back and left things a wee bit more open for our boys going forward at the back. But it was just the pace, the intensity and the pace that our fellas brought to the game was what they had found hardest to contend with. We watched the video of the McLaren and the Patrician High School defence tended to give the Blaney boys too much room, too much time in the ball, whereas they only maybe had to break one tackle and go for score against us. We were never going to give them that there. We were going to, once they break a tackle, another man's going to had to get in to get a tackle and put pressure on the man trying to get the score, you know.
And as Paddy Boyle has reminded me since on a number of occasions, you blew the myth as well about that the McLaren is a higher level of football than the Marquee.
Well, you know, you set your own standards, I suppose, but there would have been a lot of that there, a lot of talk about it. After Blaney won the McLaren, there was a lot of talk about they should have been playing McCrory. And you look at it now, where is the standard? As like I was saying to you, our toughest game probably was against Largie College. They had an intensity, and their first half of play was incredible. And people were talking in Monaghan that the St. McCartans were the third best team in Monaghan. Chances are they could have been the fourth best team now if you take Largie into account.
Yeah, and anyway, looking ahead, it's Abbey CBS from Tipperary, your opponents in the semi final. What do you know of them?
Up until lunchtime today, we didn't have a huge amount other than what you could get off social media. But fortunately, I was speaking to a man anyway that put us well in line for what these guys are like. So we were a lot happier on the way after lunchtime today.
Yeah. So and what? Where are their strengths? Where are their weaknesses?
Oh, look! They have a number of county minors playing for them, between Limerick and Tipperary. They've an exceptionally good half back line, and they've some very good scoring forwards as well too. Also county minors and that, And there's guys that are there. A lot of people would associate Tipperary with hurling, but a lot of these guys are coming from territories like the Glenaher Low and clubs like, they've 10 different clubs to pick that they're picking from, and Loughmore that would be close by won the senior hurling and football in the county this year. And, you know, there's good calibre there. They have experience.
Oh, yeah, football has come on a lot in Tipperary as well.
Well, they've experienced it at this stage of the competition a hell of a lot more than anybody else that we have. And they beat four good quality Cork sides on their route to that. And Rockwell College is another one that they would have beat as well too, which would have been probably been favourites in the competition. And Tipperary, to come out at that level, they might have been even considered at a higher level. And would have beat them. So look, at they're going to be a formidable outfit to try and take on.
And I know Saturday's state doesn't really suit Clashton the Carriga, sure doesn't.
No, not with the school trip that was planned, and it caused a lot of problems for us. But there was absolutely no concession on the part of the school to try and to move the date. We would have loved if we could have got it until next Tuesday, where lads would have been back from the trip and that there, but unfortunately they were forced to make a decision whether they wanted to play in an All-Ireland semi-final or go on a school trip, and with the educational benefits and of course the social benefits of going with their own classmates and that sort of thing. And then there's a financial cost in that as well too, and that's been kind of sucked up. Unfortunately the two clubs have got behind us here, and we're doing a wee bit of a fundraiser on Friday to try and help with that.
Yeah, and it's a trip to Paris as well. It's not just a trip to Butlins or somewhere.
No, it's a trip to Paris, is right, yeah.
No, this is break to Butlins.
Gareth Doherty isn't terrible happy with me since he has to go on it now.
So he's replacing you. And is there many of the players that this affects?
There would have been four players and one of the starting 15.
Right, so.
And there's one of the players actually has gone away on the trip, and look at I don't feel bad about that at all. Like, I mean, it's a terrible decision to have to make youngsters make. You know, I would have said earlier on, it's terrible that a competition for schools has taken place out of school term when there's been nobody about the schools to enjoy the successes of getting to an All-Ireland semi-final and an All-Ireland final. Like.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to tell me one game at a time, but given the form and the football this Clashton the Carriga team are playing, you can genuinely also aspire to a final.
Look, the boys know that they're as good as what's out there. Like you said earlier, the myth of the McLarnon being much higher than what's happening in the vocational schools. That's blown out of the water now. They know they're as good as anybody else, so if they go out and they express themselves and don't really care, just take it as they meet it. We're in with a shout, and definitely if they perform as well as they did the last day, you would have to think that you're not going to be far away.
Look at Noel, the best of luck to you. I'm sure there'll be nobody left in Carrick or Kilcar or Glen on Saturday.
Probably not.
Yeah. Look at the best of luck to you anyway, and hopefully we'll be talking to you ahead of the All-Ireland final.
Thanks very much, Tom.
There's Noel Ward there, manager of the Clashton na Carriga team, who are playing Abbey CBS from Tipperary Town. They're the Munster champions, and that's in the All-Ireland post-primary senior football B championship semi-final, and that game is in Mullingar, 3:30. I think I said 2:30 earlier. It's actually 3:30 in Cusick Park in Mullingar. We're hoping to be joined by Donegal hurling manager Ray Jurek shortly. I know Ray is finishing up a training session. Of course, Donegal are playing Mayo on Saturday next in Carrick and Shannon in the Allianz Hurling League Division 2B relegation playoff. It's one of two cracks, either Donegal or Mayo will have at holding on to Division 2B status. Donegal, of course, up in Division 2B for the first time ever this year. And, the winners of Saturday's game will survive in Division 2, and the runners-up will play the winners of the Division 3A Allianz Hurling League Division 3 title. That's between Armonahan and Tyrone. But just to remind you as well, Tato Geist, the Glashan Clare, come and look Tato Gaelic Lesson Clark Home and Luke Class Gael na Shock the Nashaw Lemie Tom Comic, and of course to remind you as well, you can text us on 086 77 00 555, and you can also hear the programme back if you want to hear it back. It'll be on our website www.highlandradio.com from tomorrow morning, and also it's on the Highland Radio app from tomorrow as well. So if you missed anything that's on our programme tonight and you want to listen back to it, or as I said, if you want to make any comment and get in touch about any issue or have any say on maybe something we're saying we're doing right or something we're doing wrong in the programme, we don't mind as long as you keep us right. 086 77 00 555 is the number, and if you want to text us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 77 00 555. Well, as I said, Donegal facing into Mayo next, or facing Mayo next Saturday down in Carrick and Shannon in the Alliance Hurling League Division 2B final. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the Donegal manager director from a training session, one of the last, I'm sure, before Saturday's game, Ray Jurek. And a very good night to you, Ray.
Good night, Tom.
And well, looking forward, I'm sure, and getting ready for Saturday's game up in Division 2B for the first time ever. And unfortunately, from a Donegal point of view, put in some excellent performances, but were without so many key players earlier on. It must be a case of if only we had so many of our top players, we would be in a better position.
Definitely, Tom. You know, it's just unfortunate that we were so underspent all year, because we were more than capable of holding our own up there with the rest of the teams that was in that division. And look, we can't fault the fellas that without them representing Donegal in Division 2B. Every one of them put their heart and soul into it, and they acquitted themselves well. And that's what it's all about, giving younger fellas a chance and blood and young players. And you know, I'm happy with the performance.
And just remind us again of who was missing, first of all, because there are positives to come out of that as well, obviously.
Well, you had Danny Cullen, Joe Boyle, Paul Sheridan, Marty McGrath, Sean McVeigh, Christopher McDermott, Paddy Hannigan, and Paul Burns was injured in after the Mayo game, so you're missing probably 8 of your starting 15.
Yeah, and then, of course, you had one or two people retired, like Justin McGee and people like that as well.
Yeah, Justin McGee retired, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, big loss. And young Michael McGee from Tatanta, he emigrated to Australia. So, you know, look, we've done a lot of good top quality players, and but because you have to sign, make do with what you have, like, and plough on.
But put in some very good performances, though, against Armagh, against Down, against Mayo, your opponents in your very first game. I suppose the only maybe kind of below par performance, certainly looking at the score anyway, was against Meath, but otherwise very encouraging. And I'm sure people in those counties as well, and I know last Sunday against Kildare, I was speaking to Kildare people, and they certainly were had their eyes opened in O'Donnell Park. I think we've lost Ray there. That's the beauty of live radio. Jimmy will try and get him back, and hopefully his battery isn't gone. Donegal playing Mayo on Sunday or Saturday afternoon down in Carrick and Shannon. 3 o'clock throw in from that one, and we'll have live updates on that from that game here on Saturday Sport. And of course, Donegal and Tyrone have a big game on Sunday as well in the Alliance Football League. And well, this is the second last round, round six of the Alliance Football League. Donegal take on Tyrone in that game. It's a crunch game, and of course, a dress rehearsal for their championship meeting in the middle of May. But for now, league points, obviously Donegal on 4, Tyrone on 4, and with Kerry coming to Healy Park in next Sunday, and Donegal having to go to Castlebar to play Mayo, certainly both Mickey Hart and Rory Gallagher will be anxious to get some league points or get something out of Sunday's game in McCool Park. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Luckily enough, we've got Ray Jurek back again. Anyway, but the obviously the positives that has to come out of this, as well as the performances, a lot of young players have come in and have done particularly well for you, Ray.
Definitely, Tom. The likes of young Jack O'Loughlin from Buncrana and Mark Callaghan from Satanta. You know, these boys have been outstanding, like, and I think they've just cemented their place onto the Donegal Senior Hurling team. And, you know, it's great to see young fellas like that coming through.
Yeah, and obviously that's the big lesson learned, is it? One of the lessons learned, You know, that, you know, maybe we sometimes look at maybe panels and think that maybe the senior players are the ones and we can't do without them. But I know obviously Danny Cullen came back last week and he scored a point and obviously it's great to have him back. But, you know, strength and depth, as most managers will tell you, it's what they're looking for.
Oh, definitely, you know, and I always said, like, you know, you're better looking at them than looking for them, you know, and, you know, the proof of the pudding was there, like, you know, this league campaign, like, all these young fellas stepped up to the mark, you know, and, you know, it's great to see it, and, you know, I'm delighted for these young fellas to get a chance, like, you know, not to be sitting on a bench, you know, all year, like, and get no game time, and, you know, that's what it's all about, blooding these young fellas and giving them a chance to represent their county, and I'm very happy with them.
And as we said, you went through the league campaign without a win, but you have a chance on Saturday to stay in Division 2B, and I think from speaking to everybody involved in hurling, it's very important that Donegal would, well, do their best to stay in Division 2B.
Oh, yeah, Tom, we fought long and hard not to get up here, you know, and, you know, we don't want to let go our foothold on it now. You know, looking at Mayo, they've only won one game, like, and that's a victory against ourselves. And, you know, the first day we played them, you know, we were probably a wee bit ring rusty and, you know, probably a bit on edge. Some of these young fellas were probably a wee bit naive, I suppose, you know. But, look, we had our chances against them and we didn't take them. But I think on Saturday, you know, it'll be a different game. And I'd say, you know, we should come out with a victory.
And as I said, we saw Danny Cullen returning last week. Any more of the walking wound is about to come back?
Well, Joe Boyle, he had a scan there last week, you know, so that proved it wasn't as serious as we thought. Like, you know, so Joe and Paddy Hannigan are well on the way to recovery. Paul Burns, our keeper, is back in action again. He was training here tonight, you know. Paddy Hannigan, as I said, like, hasn't played all year, and Paddy's back training again, so... Paul Sheridan is it'll probably be championship time before he'll be back, but you know it's great to have Danny Cullen back anyway. You know, Danny is a good man to show up a team, and we'll have Sean McVeigh back for this game as well, and young Christopher McDermott. They were away in work commitments for the last few weeks, but you know we'll just play with what we have now on Saturday. You know, and you know it's going to be hard to put some of these new fellas, you know, off this team because they've been doing so well, and. You know, it's a headache now for me, which is a good headache.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, time is pressing. The great Henry Shefflin retired today. Great tributes being paid to him on Twitter and on all forms of media, I think, today. Was he the greatest ever, or what was it about him?
I don't know. He had to be the greatest ever, Tom. You know, look, he's won every allocate going in hurling, and, you know, just his presence on the field, like, you know, I think it put fear into opposition, like, you know, and it spurred on his own teammates every time he came onto the pitch, like, you know, and he just had that charisma about him, you know, and, you know, he has to be the greatest hurler of all times.
10 All-Irelands, 11 All-Stars, 5 National Leagues, 3 All-Ireland clubs at some record haul, and that's not counting everything.
I know why, some haul, like, you know, but sure, look, he deserved it, like, you know. Like he played the game like, you know, the way it was supposed to be played. Like he was an honest gentleman of a hurler, and it's, you know, you couldn't fault him.
Yeah, would I be right in saying not the greatest stylist, but more a hard worker, and obviously had loads of skill as well. But maybe not in the skill of maybe some of the other players we've seen who maybe haven't lasted as long.
No, I suppose, you know, he mightn't be as skillful maybe as DJ Carey and, you know, and the likes of these boys. You know, but Henry was a team player, like, you know, he wasn't a selfish player, and, you know, he had a great understanding of his teammates, like, you know, and he always seemed to know where somebody was going to be for a ball, like, you know, and he was just a fantastic hurler.
Yeah. Look at Ray, unfortunately the clock is about to beat us. Thanks very much for joining us straight after training, and the best of luck on Saturday, and hopefully you survive it in Division 2B. I think that team deserves another crack at it.
Definitely.
That's Ray Jurek there, the Donegal hurling manager, of course, looking ahead to that Donegal Mayo game in the Alliance Hurling League in Division 2B, a relegation playoff to on Saturday next in Carrick and Shannon, 3 o'clock throw-in, and as I said earlier, we'll have live updates from that game on Saturday Sport here at Highland Radio. Donegal against Tyrone, obviously we'll have live action from that, McCool Park on Sunday, which Oisín Kelly and obviously Dublin, Derry, Cork and Mayo. Kerry Amahan also in action. And my thanks to my special guests tonight, Ray Jurek, Noel Ward and Dara Kelly, who joined us at short notice. My thanks to Jimmy Stafford as well, who produced and engineered. And my best luck, Jimmy, to you in your new programme. And also to my old friend Paul McDevitt on his Monday night sessions. From me, Tom Cormack, on the next week's Slán agus Bannacht. Broadcasting.